Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
You know, sometimes it is life's simple pleasures. Those are the things you soak in. Or you even soak in watching somebody else soak in life's simple pleasures.
That's true.
So easily pleased as we kick off the K92 morning thing. But sometimes something that seems so small, like such a tiny detail, can be a really big deal.
Exactly. Every day, you cannot win the war. Mm-mm. Every single day. Some days you have to just win a battle.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, and that's how wars are won. I mean, if you're in Civil War back in the day, it all starts with stabbing one guy.
One guy.
You gotta stab one guy. And if everybody stabs one guy together, we can all do this. Good morning. The K92 morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine, soaking in life's simple pleasures like Monica Brooks's computer screen has been wiped clean.
It is dust free over here.
For who? The like first time free. Possibly ever.
I think this is the first time. It is the first time
She's
ever.
She's like, oh, wait, my monitor is actually
like, it's
in HD.
Really bright. I didn't know it could get this bright.
It was like a state of shock and euphoria all at the same time as we were about to get ready. This happened 5 seconds ago. She went, my screen! It was just so exciting.
So clear and crisp.
You had the same excitement as somebody who just found $20 in their laundry.
Yeah.
Like, that was the kind of excitement you had just now.
It is. I mean, it's just like the screen looks like fall. It looks like fall weather.
It does. It's very crisp and clean. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Crisp.
It's just refreshing.
Okay. Mine still looks like August. Pollen and dirt and humidity.
Maybe I'll get to you tonight or something. I don't know who's doing this, but thank you.
We have a cleaning fairy. Yeah, we have a dust fairy.
Yeah. Thank you.
There are people who work in this building at night that come in and clean. But in a lot of cases, and I'm not sure what they're directed to do around here, but I do believe in most cases they're told to just empty the trash.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like we ever get a real deep cleaning around here.
Well, they clean. But this right here is another level.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on?
They came. Right. It was a thorough cleaning last night.
They wiped a whole screen. This is thorough.
They're wiping and they're moving stuff. They're taking stuff. If it looks like trash, they're throwing it away.
They closed your
candle.
And
I appreciate it. Yeah, they closed the candle. They make sure everything is just nice and tidy.
Life's simple pleasures. Kicking off Friday Eve here on the K92 Morning Thing. Do you have something in your life that's sort of a simple pleasure? It's one of those little things. Again, you're not winning the war, but you're winning battle number one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Is there something that comes into your mind, maybe on a daily basis? Antoine, do you have something you think, oh yeah, life's simple pleasure, we got this?
Green lights.
Okay.
Green lights this early in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Because, and we've talked about this in the past, like sometimes when it's the motion censored lights or however they do those lights.
Yeah.
It doesn't always recognize. So early in the morning, when it's just one car waiting.
I get angry at that.
So if I get all greens, I'm like, okay, this is a victory
right
here.
And
when
you hit a red light, you be like, oh my gosh, who's around? No, I'm just saying.
That's how I don't do it. No, I do. I'll admit it right now. I do it. It's 4:30 in the morning. And if I'm stopped at a red light, especially one that's supposed to be green because it's on those motion things and maybe the motion thing is broken or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's gone off its rails. And this happens all the time. I mean, it is like the end of the movie Castaway. I look to the left. Desert. I look to the right. Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm just going to go. We're treating this like a stop sign here today. I have stopped. There is no one here. And I swear, if I ever got a ticket for that on, you know, the camera or whatever, I would be livid. I'd probably get arrested for contempt of court because I'd be in court.
This.
I'd be doing the, you can't handle the truth. That whole thing. Top simple pleasures. Number one, listening to your favorite music. I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah.
Number two, this was a survey they did, cooking your favorite meal.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, eating ice cream.
Okay.
Number four, buying new clothes. Number five, holding hands with someone you love.
Oh.
See, the simple pleasure, and it's an early morning one that isn't even on that list, is that first sip of delicious coffee.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we got this. Monica's screen is like fall and coffee is running through the blood.
Amazing.
Let's do it. Diamond of the day is next.
He had his wife's back. Yeah, he was upset with the cashier and something she wrote on her sandwich.
Oh, no. Wrote it right on her sandwich.
What'd
you write on my sandwich?
My wife's sandwich.
What'd they write and what kind of sandwich? Please find that or make it up when I ask you next.
Hey!
what was written on her sandwich. He had to come to her defense.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Something was written on her sandwich right now.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Just having a nice little day-date with his wife, okay. With his lovely.
Okay.
And they decide to have lunch at Jimmy John's.
All right, it's very fast, sir.
Yeah, Jimmy John's.
Just talk very fast. Very fast, Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's. Set your house on fire. We'll come with a bucket of water. Ding dong. There it is. Hello.
I've never eaten at Jimmy John's before.
I haven't.
Just for
either.
The record.
They have sandwiches. There's sandwiches there.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, but I've used their bathrooms. But I've never actually.
Well. Excuse me, sir. Well, you can buy a sandwich. That would be nice. Over there peeing right now. I don't know why you're doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, his wife, she just wants a BLT with cheese, right? That's
all right.
Okay.
Straightforward.
Yes. Well, when the wife walks in to get her sandwich, she pulls the sandwich out of the bag, looks at it, and goes to her husband and says, really? Really? This is what they think of me? Had the B word right there on her sub, on the wrapping. Right?
Bacon?
Mm-mm.
It was a BLT.
Yeah, but it had
another
the B word.
Beautiful.
Oh, the other, the special.
Oh, the special B word.
Yes. Written right there on her
sandwich. Right on her sandwich.
Right there.
So she looks at her babe and says, babe, this is like ruining our date. This is ruining our day.
That's a capital B-L-T right there.
Yes, yes. So he's fuming for his wife.
Okay.
He storms back in there with that sub. He's like, I can't believe
it.
Y'all are so rude. Y'all want to do this? This is going to go viral.
On social media.
On social media. I'm going to post this. And
Yep. That's where we all go now.
All right. The cashier says, well, sir, if you look at it, what did your wife order?
BLT with cheese.
Yeah.
BLT with cheese.
I looked up the picture. I just looked up the picture.
It looks like a bad word, like a female dog.
It definitely does.
Yes, it looks like a bad word. You can Google it yourself.
Yep.
But the,
that's funny. Because
they did BLT, and it was a lowercase L, and then CH for cheese.
Yes. Yes.
That's
all that anger. And he was prepared. He was real. I cannot believe what you called my wife. Yeah. Yes, she may act like that sometimes, but no. You do not call my wife.
I understand. No. Only I can call it that.
That's
to
what
my
he said.
Friends.
It looks just like it.
It
and
looks
even,
just like
even
it.
Even in the picture, the marker that they wrote on, like the ink got heavier at the top of the lowercase L. So it looks like a dot.
It really does. There's not even a hyphen or something.
No.
Like,
it,
so
it
if it was hyphenated,
together.
It would help it out if it was there's a hyphen there. But no.
There
no.
it is. The BLT.
How about it? Yes. So people, before you are outraged, maybe it's a BLT with cheese.
Hey,
wow.
You know what? You got to step back and think. Earmuffs, kids, if you order a bitch wedge, then that's what you're doing. That's what we're talking about here.
Okay. Monica Brooks has to defend herself and explain herself. There's a saga. There's an update. Why is she drinking different water?
Talking in my sleep at night.
She has some explaining to do right now.
She does.
She being Monica Brooks of the K92 Morning Thing. She's not the only one that has some explaining to do. I believe Chick-fil-A has some explaining to do as well.
We got to leave Chick-fil-A
alone. My conspiracy theory, if you didn't hear it yesterday, think about it. I believe I was woken yesterday. That's what it was.
I told you that one of the managers, he saved a guy that had collapsed outside in the parking lot.
Yes, or did he?
And there was another manager that saved a kid that was choking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. All these different stories. Managers saving other people. Children being born in the parking lot, all sorts of
beautiful
stuff.
Things.
It's
beautiful
all thing. Coming together into one giant conspiracy theory. But we cannot deflect from that. You, Monica Brooks, explain yourself. You and your water bottles. Let me refresh. Monica Brooks, waster of water bottles.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water.
You drink
a lot of water.
You consume a lot of water, which is fine.
Uh-huh.
But you also use a lot of different water bottles for no reason.
Yes.
Antoine drinks
back.
A lot of water out of one giant reusable jug of water.
Yep.
Monica drinks a lot of water, about the same amount, in individually packaged water bottles.
Yes.
Plastic water bottles.
I know, because usually I'm like, okay, I'm on my fourth water bottle today. And
you don't even get one that's a big one. You just you keep getting
water bottles and
little ones.
Yeah, well, Jared, he got a new filter.
He did. Because he's trying to be a good human.
Yes.
And he wants to cut down on waste, which is very nice of him. So he gets you guys a nice and expensive water filter.
Yes, and it's very nice. And, you know, I use it at home.
Sure, sure.
Home.
So, Antoine, I give you the floor because you're the one who has this observation. So please,
okay.
Take the floor.
So I'm not somebody. I don't want to call anybody out.
I want you to, so go ahead.
But yesterday I noticed that Monica had not one, but two water bottles with her yesterday, unopened, fresh, uncracked water bottles. And I looked at them, and I'm like, oh, that's not right. And then today, Monica strolls in here, and you say, I have a giant water bottle, Zach?
Yes.
Monica also has a giant, uncracked, unopened, not reusable water bottle.
It's a gallon of water right here. But let me tell you, I'm trying something.
Feel free to
explain
yourself.
I'm trying something because I drank the filtered water at home. All day I'm drinking the filtered water.
Allegedly.
But
we don't see it.
But I'm always in and out the house. Me and the kids, Jared, everybody's moving around. And then I'm thirsty.
Doing what?
We're moving around. We're like leaving the house. In and out.
Allegedly.
Well, I feel like, okay, well, I hop in the car. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so thirsty. Usually I have a bottle of water that I'm finishing up or I'm getting ready to crack open or whatever. And I said, all right, well, yesterday I had two water bottles.
I said, maybe let me cut back.
Yes. I said, okay, let me just cut back with just two. So just having two water bottles with me, finish one at work. I had one throughout the day.
But you cut back on the lies.
That's being wasteful. So I said, well, now let me just try one gigantic water. And then I'll just pour it into a cup as I go if I need it or just drink out of it.
Now, what happens when you finish that water bottle?
I may need to purchase another one.
Just one instead of four. Just walking past the filter all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
It's not exactly how many water bottles, it's the amount of plastic.
Therefore,
that giant water bottle is the same amount of plastic.
But I'm more likely to recycle with this giant one.
And you're saying you need these here at work because you're away from your filtered water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your filtered water. There's no filtered water here except for the filtered water that we have. We have filtered water in the refrigerator.
Where's it been located? I haven't seen it.
It's the filter in the refrigerator.
What are you talking about, Willis?
You push the button, the water comes out. You see, and you're going to defend Chick-fil-A? Please. Clearly, you're in on it. I'll explain. There's a conspiracy theory. I believe Chick-fil-A is up to something. We'll explain in 4 minutes.
It's the K92.
They're always being nice. They're always being generous. They're saving people's lives. Or are they? The conspiracy theory is on.
Yeah.
And Antoine, I believe, is... Now, I wouldn't want to say you're totally on my side on this, but you've at least... lean to my side. You've put one ear to my side and thought, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
I've started to rub my chin. The more you talk to them, I'm like, okay, it's very coincidental.
Chick-fil-A, boy, they always get the good press.
Yeah,
manager saves person from heart attack. Manager saves choking child. Manager helps give birth to baby. Manager brings chicken sandwiches to other rival chicken sandwich place.
Yep.
Always. Conspiracy, my friends.
No.
Wake up and see what's happening.
Mm.
They're causing these medical issues to then rescue these people.
They would never.
Oh, but would they? I do believe we have a conspiracy.
Uh-uh.
They are causing.
It's just a holy place.
Causing these medical issues.
No, they are not.
To then rescue them.
How dare you say that?
To get the publicity.
How dare you say that about the Chick-fil-A?
Yep.
I'm not getting in the middle of this one.
What proof do you have that my ridiculous statements are false?
You have none!
The sun is always shining on Chick-fil-A, even on a cloudy day. There's always a light that shines down.
The clouds are always parted over Chick-fil-A. I understand then. They also control the weather.
No!
That's what it is.
Wow.
So you're going to blame global warming on them?
Mm-hmm. And as soon as we said that yesterday about how it's been so unacceptably hot and horrible in August, what happens? Perfect weather.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yesterday was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then thank Chick-fil-A.
And it made me...
You apologist.
I started thinking
you
about conspiracies,
You 9/11 truther!
Too. I was like, we always hear about Superman saving a cat from the tree.
Yeah.
We never asked how that cat got in the tree.
I know.
So same thing with Chick-fil-A. No, Superman put the cat in the tree.
Right. Actually, Antoine, I was thinking those Chick-fil-A cows are the ones that are doing it. They're up to no good. It's all those cows. I see what they're doing. I'm awake. Open your eyes, people.
And you're craving Chick-fil-A, aren't you?
Yeah, see, then it all comes back around. Mm-hmm. I think there was a smell of pickle marinated chicken yesterday in the air. All right, we're going to do something dumb, but I think it's going to be fun next. I have a clip of SpongeBob SquarePants, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a clip in English, and then it's a clip in a bunch of different languages, the same skit. because they took it. It's just funny to hear what it sounds like in different languages. Can Monica correctly identify the language?
Oh, no.
That's what we will do next. Why? Because I thought it would be fun. Here we go. We'll do it in, well, you know what? How about 2 minutes and 40 seconds? We'll do that. Monica Brooks, the knower of languages. Oh, I mean, Monica speaks 7, 8, 9 languages fluently.
All the time.
All at the same time. That's what she does, is she puts all of the languages together. So can she figure them out now?
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
I guess it's also worth pointing out, or we're obligated to point out, it's that day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Talk Like a Pirate Day. Which I insist happens at least 2 to 3 times a year.
It feels like it.
It doesn't it?
Well, we're making a note for September 19th. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day, and we'll see if it pops up at any other point.
Yes. Antoine, you're in charge of that.
All right. I got it on my calendar.
Thank you. Good. Antoine is he's the collector of facts now on the thing. He helps because I can never remember. They do say if you go in, Long John Silver's, if you go in there and talk like a pirate today, you'll be getting a free piece of fish. So,
just hand you a piece of fish.
They just toss it to you. You ain't even got to be in line.
Be in the drive-thru, you're just walking by.
They throw it out like it's t-shirts at a basketball game.
I'd like that. Just open your mouth, and then they'll just say, we be throwing a piece of fish in there. Yeah. And I said I wouldn't do it, but then, you know, and it's probably, this is a good transition as we get ready to do this language thing. Is make Monica talk like a pirate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yep, there you go.
Well, we all should do a little pirate talk. Yes. Or communicate to each other.
I already just did some.
Oh.
Monica, you be talking like a pirate. Go.
Ye. Oh, well, I mean, lucky charms. I don't know. I always go to that. I know. I always sound like that, though.
Is that an Irish pirate?
There's a little Irish in there.
I'm pirate.
I'm a pirate. Oh, walk. You walk the plank.
And then it gets a little bit Jamaican-y.
It is.
In there, too.
I know. I can't. It's not a steady accent.
Okay, let's see. Please say, I am a pirate and I am here for me free piece of fish.
Arr, I'm a pirate and I'm here for me piece of fish.
Me piece of fish. Okay, fantastic.
Me piece of fish.
Me piece of fish.
No, that doesn't sound like
it started strong, though. It started strong,
and
I felt
and
like.
And did it taper it off,
weakly. Too? I mean, it was like falling off of Mount Everest. You were at the top and you fell right off. Okay, Monica, I'm going to play this SpongeBob clip. And it's a funny montage in foreign languages. So the first clip will be in English. Mm-hmm. It's something about ketchup and mustard or something.
Oh.
And then there'll be a clip in a different language. And I have 1, 2, 3, 5. 5 languages. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
Fill her up, please.
What'll it be, fellas? Mustard or ketchup?
Okay, so that's it. What'll it be, fellas?
Please.
So that was English.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Next one.
On voudrait le plein. À quoi il marche votre engin? Moutarde ou ketchup?
Ketchup? Spanish? What is that?
Wrong.
What is it?
I'm sorry. That.
Me ketchup.
That
French.
Was French. Yeah.
French.
Wrong okay. on that one. Okay, next one. Here we go.
Нам бы заправиться.
Что залить, парни? Горчицу или кетчуп?
I have a guess.
No,
oh,
Monica
Spanish.
First.
That's going to be my answer for everyone.
Excuse me? You said what?
Oh, say it. Play it again. Play it one more
time. Нам бы заправиться.
Что залить, парни? Горчицу или кетчуп?
So what's
that? Italian.
That's Italian. Antoine?
That was my guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The correct answer is Russian. You are both wrong on that one. Okay, next one. There's 3 more. You can play along at home. This one's a little bit harder.
Completa, por favor.
O que vai ser, pessoal? Mostarda ou ketchup?
And I'll tell you this much. It is not Spanish.
It is not Spanish. No, that a part of a Yeah, okay.
I like how you did the shoulders when you said that.
It is.
Just hurry up and get that one wrong.
I'll just say German, just because.
No, I'm sorry.
Is that Italian?
No. That was Portuguese. That was a tough one. I probably should have added that one out. Okay, last two. Here we go.
Lleno, por favor.
¿Y qué quieren? ¿Mostaza o ketchup?
Spanish
is okay.
You're that por favor.
Yes.
Thank you, por favor.
I know.
Final one.
Voll machen bitte.
Was darf denn sein, Kollege? Mayo oder ketchup?
Taiwanese.
I'm going German.
Taiwanese.
I don't know.
No, you don't. German is correct.
Yes.
Let's go. Well, you got Spanish eventually.
I suppose
if you, a broken clock is what, right? Twice a day, you just keep saying Spanish. Eventually, it will be the language. This leads perfectly into the backwards game because all of those sounded backwards to Monica Brooks. So we have words. They're flipped backwards. We talk backwards, and then we put our thang down, flip it, and reverse it. Wonderfully entertaining, and it is next here on The Thang. I'm on train
wreck. Coming up in the trending, I have a job opportunity for you. But you might have to be naked. I'll explain.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
That's 8 minutes away. Right now, we got to do the backwards game. Antoine versus Monica. We'll play a clip, flip it backwards, and then they try to talk backwards. And then we put our thing down, flip it, and reverse it, and see what they sound like. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Courtney, would you like to team up with Antoine or Monica today in the game?
I'm going to put my bet on Antoine.
Okay. Courtney and Antoine in the house, and that means Christy. It's going to be you and Monica, okay, Christy?
Okay.
Fantastic. Three rounds. I'm the judge. I decide. I play the clips, and I flip them backwards, and then we hear what they sound like. Here we go. Round one, like we said, is
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. So, Antoine, you were selected first. You will go first. Yeah, that Taylor Swift, there's some sort of...
That last name.
Yeah.
There's too many consonants.
Uh-huh. Okay. You get to hear it twice. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stfels. Hurley. Stfels. Hurley.
Stfels. Hurley.
Oh. All right. Stfels.
Hey, ain't nobody asked you to judge me.
Syphilis? What?
Asbestos.
Asbestos, yes.
You
delicious.
Did a little lip tremble.
Well, let's see what you're going to have to offer here.
I know. Hush up over there.
All right, Antoine's has been saved. Let's go ahead and start recording on Monica. Here we go. Taylor Swift backwards is...
Stfels Hurley. One more time. Stfels Hurley.
Stfels Hurley.
I like how you say it so confident. I want to put a camera on you because, like, you sit back, like, boom, I got this.
Right, I've owned this. There is no hope for you, Antoine. It's going to be me. Okay, we go to Antoine's first. Taylor Swift backwards is.
Just early.
Okay, selected and reversed. Now we hear.
Taylor.
Ooh, okay. Taylor.
Yeah, I heard that Taylor.
Good.
All right.
And then you sounded like a broom afterwards.
Taylor.
Sweep.
Had chores to do.
You did. Monica Brooks.
Fawus Hurlis.
Fawus Hurlis. Let's reverse it. Is this Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
God.
Ooh.
What happened? You know what?
How are you so good at this game?
How?
You
it really didn't sound like she was going to do that.
You only have one working eardrum. How are you so good at this game?
That is true. I got my left ear.
Swift. I'm going to point on Monica on that one. I'm sorry. I got to go point on Monica. Wow.
Like, I want to challenge you to, like, a basketball game just so I could beat you badly in something because I feel terrible about this.
Meanwhile, we got to answer this. Taylor.
Taylor.
Round two.
God, that's so frustrating. You're so good.
Here we go. Round two. Monica Brooks, you will start off with beef stew. Mm. Beef stew. Getting into fall. It's about time for that. Here it is. Backwards.
Whoosh feeb.
Okay. Whoosh feeb. I got to get a new file here ready for Monica. Recording now. Oh, come on. Computers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Recording now. Here it is again.
Whoosh feeb.
Whoosh feeb.
See, I can't laugh because it's probably going to
see, the issue is like, I'm feeling confident about this one, and I know I'm not going to get it right. I'm feeling confident about this one.
We'll see. Here we go, Antoine. Your turn. Beef stew backwards is?
Whoosh feeb.
One more time.
Whoosh feeb.
Whoosh feeb.
Okay. I liked your beef. I'm not sure your stew was so good, but we shall see. Monica Brooks up first. Beef stew backwards is?
Whoosh feeb.
Whoosh feeb. Feeb is going to be meef stew. Let's reverse it. Here we go.
Meef stew.
Meef stew.
Meef stew.
You sound like a thick pot roast.
I know,
that
it
one.
Does. Meef. Thick and hearty.
Meef stew.
Okay, Antoine.
With feeb.
Okay, what do we got when we flip it? He's nervous.
Meef stew. Boom! Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
It's all very
First
deep.
Note.
Give me my point.
You're like, hi. I'm Vera DeMilo with my beef stew.
Final round is a sentence you may say. Maybe you meet someone in a club and you would like to say, you are cute. Oh. You are cute. Hey, girl, how you doing? Let me flip you backwards.
Squish. Oi.
Oh, God. Why?
Cause.
All right. Okay.
Why ask why, Monica? Just talk backwards. So Antoine will be going first. Here it is. I'll give it to you two times.
Squish. Oi.
Last one.
Squish. Oi.
I need a third time. Monica was talking. Yes, cheater.
You spoke over his backwards. Please be quiet. Here we go.
Squish. Oi.
Squish. Oi.
Ooh. Okay. I'm nervous for you, Antoine.
Why are you nervous?
Because I didn't think it was that good.
Jeez.
All right. Monica Brooks, queen of the backwards. Here we go.
Yes.
Squish. Oi.
$5,000 in the secret sound is on the way right at 7 o'clock. I got to do like a little couple commercials and one song. We'll do it.
Squish. Oi.
Spree. Straw. Oi.
Okay. It used to be you are cute.
She probably said it perfectly.
She may have. I don't know. Antoine, this is yours.
Sweets are ooey.
Sweets are ooey. Let's reverse you. What do you have now? You are cute is what we're looking for.
You are Zeus.
You are soup.
You are soup.
You are Zeus.
Girl, you're so...
You are Zeus.
Girl, you soupy, baby. How you doing?
Monica Brooks, you are cute.
Free straw ooey.
There's a free straw in there somewhere. Yeah. Free straw, ooey. Let's reverse it. Where'd it go? Hang on. Effects. Reverse. There we go. We flip it around now. Something happened. It went away. Okay, ready? Here we go. You are cute.
You are serious.
Monica Brooks is the winner.
You are so good at this game.
And you know, I know.
You are so good at this game. It makes me so upset.
You are cute.
It's my damaged left ear.
You are serious.
Yep, she talks out the ear she can't hear.
That's the issue is I'm listening with both ears, and I need to stop. I got to plug my ear next week.
Antoine, I told you last time, jam a pencil in your ear.
I got to.
And ruin your hearing, because if you really want to win this game.
It's that important to me.
Yep, you need to do it. You need to prove that despite the fact that you win nothing at the end of this, your pride is all that matters.
Yes.
Because right now, you with your two working ears, it's just pathetic.
I'm like Courtney down.
Congratulations. Aww. Courtney, hang on. We do have a prize for you. I'm going to give you a choice on those as well. Christy, you have Bacon Fest on Saturday Elmwood Park or Deschutes Kirk Fest on Sunday, Kirk Ave, downtown Roanoke. Secret Sound is next. So one song, we get into the trending. Maybe you want to have a new naked job. I'll explain. And $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. That is all 5 minutes away.
The K92.
You know, I got to turn microphones on for that to work. Could be your dream job in the nude. I'll explain in the trending. $5,000 in the secret sound is coming here, too. So it's right at the end of the trending. So don't leave because I want to give you $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. We also have a brand new birthday scam. This poor dad, karma will probably punish me eventually because I call as his daughter's employer, sweatycollegegirls.com. Of course, Monica.
No.
Yes, exactly.
You listen here, man. I'm her father. She'll be doing no such thing.
Sir, I don't think you understand. Kaylee has been a valued employee here at sweatycollegegirls.com. Her last video, 400,000 views.
Okay, look here, you son of a bitch. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I promise you that you will not have any contact with my daughter ever again.
We'll see about that. That is at 7:10 here on WXLK Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
They often get creative with the sexy costumes.
Yes, yes.
And you say, well, how do you make it sexy ketchup? And then you see the costume.
You can. Oh, you make anything.
And so there's a website that does a lot of the sexy costumes, Yandy.com. Mm-hmm. They last year were trending because they did Sexy Handmaid's Tale, which if you've ever seen that show, Monica started watching that show. There's not a whole lot of sexy involved in The Handmaid's Tale.
No.
But they figured out a way to do it. How about this year's sexy weird costume? Let me introduce you to Sexy Mr. Rogers, everybody.
Oh, come on. Won't you be my neighbor?
I would not mind this as my neighbor, I'm just saying. It's a pretty nice costume.
It's a very nice costume. Yeah. Very nice costume.
Oh, yeah. So, Sexy Mr. Rogers, that is trending. Because that movie's coming out right after Halloween, I think.
Right.
It's a Christmas time movie, the Tom Hanks one, where
it's
every time
really
I watch the trailer and I want to cry. I don't want you.
It's a really good one. It's going to be a good movie.
I might even make Monica cry. Yeah, Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. The role he was born to play. Or was it Mr. Rogers was born to be played by Tom Hanks?
That's what it was.
Yeah, whatever it was. So, Sexy Mr. Rogers, if you want to be somebody's neighbor, you can go ahead and do that. It's Yandy at the website.
Number two,
TV-wise, if you're a Breaking Bad fan, that movie is right around the corner.
Okay.
And they kind of dropped it out of nowhere, too. The whole thing has been shot. It's ready to roll, and it's going to be on Netflix in October. But they're also going to do some screenings in movie theaters in some bigger cities. And my guess is they're trying to get Oscar nominations of some kind, because that's why they would do it.
Yes.
Now, I don't think, Antoine, you never saw Breaking Bad?
I've only seen the first episode.
Okay.
I've only seen the last.
Why don't you watch the last episode? That is the dumbest thing to do.
I've never seen the show. That makes me so angry. That's all the episodes you've seen.
She did the same thing to Lost. She watched the last episode.
That makes me so angry.
But I got all I needed from Lost within the last episode.
That was what made me the maddest, is she kind of did. She only watched that one episode, and it was really all you needed. The other seven seasons were just a waste of time because it was the initial theory from episode one, and that was all. But yeah, this I believe Breaking Bad to be the best drama of the last 10 years on television.
I hear that. I do hear that.
So there's going to be the movie. It's kind of the follow-up to what happens next. It'll be released in theaters. But October 11th, if you have Netflix.
Number one.
If you're looking for work and you're not looking to be dressed while you're doing it, I've got a job opportunity for you, Monica, maybe.
Oh, really?
Antoine, you could consider this
as well.
They're paying $37 an hour. Oh. You just have to be a server at this wedding. A little extra money. You just have to be naked.
It's a nudist wedding?
It is a nudist wedding, and they're looking for nudist servers as well.
So the guests show up nude? Is that a requirement?
I believe everybody is. Let's see.
A family?
A couple is looking to a staff to wait at their wedding, but you have to be comfortable doing it totally naked. And they need four servers and two bartenders that are comfortable serving nude guests because, yes, this is the all naked.
Isn't that weird to have your family there naked, though? Like your sisters and brothers and cousins and mothers?
Yep.
Isn't it kind of weird?
Not kinda. Take kinda out of there. Very highly unusual.
If you drop your food on something, you just drop it, right?
You just leave it down there. You don't pick it up.
I feel like this is a soup free zone. There is no soup served. This is just salad. Cold salads, room temperature, sandwich tray,
I would bartend.
But you stand behind the bar.
Yeah, because you got the bar in front of you.
Yeah.
I'd bartend.
That wouldn't be too bad.
Would you have your bartender's apron on, too, and you can protect yourself as well?
Yeah. Bow tie, because it's fancy. Event.
This is classy,
man. Yeah.
This is not low rent.
I would bartend there.
Hey, $37 an hour. You think about it, you probably make $100 plus tips. You're a halfway decent man.
Where are the tips coming from? They didn't bring anything in with them.
I know. They're like, sorry, I don't have any cash.
What are they swiping? Never mind.
I'll tell you what. If somebody does have cash, I don't want to touch it. I don't even want it in the jar.
No.
Don't put it in there.
No, thank
you.
God.
Yeah, so if you're interested, and you're not, so I won't bother giving the information.
Just send them a gift in the mail. Just be done.
What is it, some clothes?
Brand new birthday scam is next, sweatycollegegirls.com, but now, the secret sound.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
Repeat. 540-774-9236. That's the number. Be caller 19. Give me this secret sound. Be correct on your answer, and you will win $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Brand new birthday scam, sweatycollegegirls.com, 6 minutes away.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This scam request today comes from Kaylee. Zach, can you do a birthday scam on my dad, Don? He turns 50 this year, and I wanted to get him good and give him a memory he'll never forget. I am a total daddy's girl, and he has always been there for me, but he's also definitely a little overprotective. Especially now that I'm in college and starting to branch out on my own. You're a father of a girl, so I bet you know exactly how to get him going. The birthday scams are my favorite. Thank you so much. Like I said, I will eventually be punished by karma for doing this birthday scam, but I do it for y'all, and it was worth it. SweatyCollegeGirls.com, here on your K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? I'm looking for Kaylee.
She's not here right now. Who's calling?
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is her father.
Oh. All right, well, what's your name?
Who's calling?
Well, my name's Santurce Phillips. I'm calling from where Kaylee works, and this is the number that she had listed on her contact sheet, so I'm confused. I mean, is this her phone?
No, no, this is our home phone, man. She must have listed this number.
Home phone? You, like, for a house?
Yeah.
Do you mean you got one of them phones on the wall with the cord and stuff?
It's actually on the desk in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know people still had those. Wow.
So, are you calling from the restaurant?
Restaurant? No. We are not a restaurant.
Well, I'm confused here, man. She works at a restaurant.
Well, I don't know nothing about no restaurant. I work for the company that runs a website that she works for.
Website?
Yeah, website. Yeah.
What website is it?
You know what? I just, don't worry about it. I'll try to contact her some other way. We're good to go.
Listen,
have a nice
I'd like
day.
To know where you're calling from, man. Can you give me some information, please?
All right, you know what? You're probably right. I should probably just tell you, you'll find out from me. I work for the company that hosts the website that your daughter works for, which is SweatyCollegeGirls.com.
SweatyCollegeGirls.com?
Yes, that is correct. Kaylee's been working with us for about 3 months, and I was calling to get some information necessary for her W-2s.
No, wait, hang on for a minute, man. What exactly do you do?
What exactly do I do? I help manage the business. You know, payroll, taxes, keep the place stocked with baby oil,
things like that. I want to know what this business is, man. I don't know what's going on here.
It's a website, you know, for memberships. People join to interact with our roster of girls.
Oh, no, absolutely not, man.
Huh?
I don't know who you are, but you can go ahead and take my daughter's name off your list, because I can assure you that she will no longer be working there.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The only person who can make that decision is Kaylee. And you said yourself that she's not there, and she's over 18, because all the models over 18, trust me. And she got the final say in her employment arrangement, not you. So,
I'm
sorry.
You listen here, man. I'm her father. She'll be doing no such thing.
Sir, I don't think you understand. Kaylee has been a valued employee here at SweatyCollegeGirls.com. Her last video, 400,000 views.
Wow. Okay, look here, you son of a bitch. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I promise you that you will not have any contact with my daughter ever again.
But be that as it may, I'm still going to need to get her a W-2. I mean, we're a legitimate business here, sir.
I don't care, you know, I don't care what you think you are.
Sir, your daughter made $27,000 last month. She got to fill out these tax forms or she's going to get in trouble.
The $27,000.
Yeah, man, I told you, she excellent. So sweet, so sweaty. It's
okay,
fantastic.
Listen, well, that's it. I don't care how much money is going on here. You leave my daughter alone, or I'm going to personally find you and put my foot in your ass.
Whoa. And now, calm down. Let's not get crazy for no reason
here,
sir.
Don't tell me to calm down.
No, but I need to, because this is the end. This is not real. It's a birthday scam, and you're on the radio right now. Don, hi.
You got to be kidding me. I'm on the radio.
Yes.
A birthday scam.
This is a prank call. Zach Jackson here from K92. This is courtesy of your daughter, Kaylee, who does work at a restaurant and wanted to scam you for your birthday.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Man, I'm so mad.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you, man. You guys got me.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Dating is totally different than it used to be.
Now you date online. Yeah. Now dating online is old news and lame.
That's a throwback.
Oh, it takes too long. You got to fill out a profile. You got to sit there and wait for messages. This
it's
is
too
1 minute.
Much?
1 minute to your dating destiny.
Yeah, it's really quick. Find
so,
love.
Let's say good morning to Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. She sounds fun and peppy. She is single and she is ready to participate in hook up or hang up. Abby, you tell me the Abby story.
Yeah, okay. So I'm 21 and I'm a student at Radford. It's my, just started my junior year.
Okay.
And I don't know, guys, like I want to date somebody that's going to make me the main focus. Like I just got out of a relationship and my last boyfriend, he just like spent too much time with his mom and his sister. And it was kind of weird. And I don't know. Other than that, like I'm not too picky though.
Okay. So, but, hangs out too much with his mom and his sister. What happened?
I don't know. It's just like any time like I wanted to do something, he's like, oh, sorry, I have lunch plans with my mom. Mm. Oh, sorry, I'm going to get dinner with my sister, which is cool. Like, I want him to spend time with family, but it was just like I felt like there was never any time for me.
Seems like he was always using it as an excuse. If it's let's get together, oh, I've got lunch with my mom. Yeah. I mean,
like a cop out almost.
I would say, fine, hang on. Let me just text my mom and let her know our lunch plans are off and we'll be good to go. Okay. Nothing else? Anything else we need to know? Anything else you're looking for?
No, I don't think so. I just want to see if I have chemistry with somebody.
All right. She wants chemistry.
There
She's 21. She sounds bubbly. Uh-huh. She sounds available to have some fun. So if you are interested in Abby, go ahead and call right now. 540-774-9236 800-468-9236. It's okay if you love your mama, but just not too much. So if you talk to her all the time, it's probably not going to work. Hook up or hang up. 60 seconds to your dating destiny is next, Abby. All right?
Great.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Good feeling about Abby, I think. Sounds fun.
She sounds positive.
Thinks she got a good personality and everything. So you just got out of a different relationship, Abby.
Yeah, semi-recently. It's been a bit, but yeah.
Okay, and you're just, looking to try dating. Like I said, dating online, that takes too long now. That's too long. You got to fill out a profile. You got to go through all your DMs. You got to deal with all the creepy people that
we
are
need everything
DMs.
Now.
Yeah, 60 seconds. Now. You can have it done immediately in 1 minute. So your 1 minute man will be Mark. Good morning, Mark.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
I'm good.
Okay. He's good. He's ready.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. He's a man of few words. He's like, look, we've got 1 minute. We're all in a rush now. That's what it is. Fine. I'll get out of the way. I'll go ahead and give you guys 60 seconds. Abby, of course, will let you start since you're the one that came in here. So it's Abby and it's Mark. Your 60 seconds to your dating destiny starts now. Go ahead.
Okay. So this sounds weird, but my last boyfriend was a Mark. This isn't Mark, is it?
Nope, just a Mark.
Okay, good.
Just a Mark.
Let me see. Are you cute? have you ever went commando? Like, no underwear, totally free. And how often do you shower?
All right, yeah. I would say that I'm pretty handsome. Pretty handsome guy. Another question? I don't think so. I don't think you've ever gone commando, not that I remember. And yeah, daily. I shower daily.
Okay, showers daily. Good.
Okay, so my ex-Mark, not you, he loves going commando. I thought it was absolutely just ridiculous. It was weird.
Okay. All right. Different question. How long ago did you guys break up?
About 2 months ago. Why?
You just all seem hung up on the guy.
What? No way. I mean, way to say something stupid.
Okay, the time is up. That's that is the timer right there. So 60 seconds. I'll go ahead and count it down, and then we'll see what happens next. You can stay on the line if you want to talk more, or you can just hang up and be on your way. So we'll count it down in 3, 2, 1. Abby, are you still there?
I don't think so.
She is not.
I think she's gone.
Mark, are you still there?
I mean, I am. I think she was kind of hung up on this other guy.
I think she might have been, too. I don't know.
She did bring him up.
Do you know this underwear not wearing Mark that she speaks of?
I don't.
Okay, good, because I don't want to either.
No.
I'm not a fan. I would agree with you, though. It sounded like she was a little hung up on this dude, just a little too much. So maybe this wasn't the right match. And I don't know.
Well, it's not the right Mark.
It's not the right Mark.
No.
You know what? Maybe they're just Marks are wrong in general. Maybe she needs to not date any more Marks. I mean, I don't know about you, Mark, but if I found out a girl had a boyfriend previous to me with the exact same name, I would
That would be
enough for you.
That'd
be
enough,
weird.
It would be enough for me. I wouldn't date that person.
Huh.
But if they met like random like this, I don't think it'd be too bad.
Nope.
If she sought out.
No, because then every time my name is brought up,
you think about it.
He's brought up too. Right, underwear Mark.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're kind of right. Maybe she wouldn't have had the same reaction if my name was like Josh or something. But
yep, see,
yeah.
That's what you know what? I think this is fair too for you, Mark, is the next time your mother is bothering you saying, when are you going to meet a nice girl? You'll say it's because you didn't name me Josh. So thanks a lot. You ruined everything. Hey, we do appreciate you coming on and being a good sport and at least taking a try. And good luck in your dating future, Mark. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you wearing underwear. So we do appreciate that too.
Now he's gone. He hung up with you.
He's like, I'm done.
We're good. Yep. No more. All right.
Hook up or hang up. Hook up or hang up. Hook up, hook up or hang up.
As you sit there this morning, just know that there is a member of the K92 Morning Thang that wants to know what it's like when you're showering. And his name is Antoine Terrell. Good morning, Antoine.
Good morning, everybody.
Monica Brooks here as well. Me, Zach Jackson, the K92 Morning Thang. And that is right. Antoine is here.
Explain yourself.
As a man that would like to watch you shower.
I just wonder how people do certain things.
Okay.
There's not always a wrong way to do it, but mm-hmm. I feel like some things there are right ways to do it. And I just wonder if everybody does it that way, and sometimes there are more efficient ways.
And this, I guess, would be something. We were just talking yesterday, and Antoine randomly says, you know, I wonder what other, I would like to watch other people shower.
That is not how it happened.
Sure it was.
You asked me if I was a ghost.
Right.
I said, if
you were a ghost, and that was my question, was if you were a ghost, would you go watch people shower? Which, of course, I totally would do that. And Antoine said he would.
Yeah.
But not in order to see them naked.
You just are curious.
I want to know what their process is.
Yeah.
Do they use a loofah? Do they use washcloths?
Is there
Do they use multiple washcloths?
Yeah, does someone start with their feet first?
You're a student of the game.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm trying to learn.
It's a fair question because showering is one of those things that, for the most part, you don't really get to see anybody else ever do it.
Ever.
So do you do it right? Do you do it in some way that's unusual and you don't even know that?
That will cause confusion. Like, and then like drying off. Like, do you dry off in the shower? Do you step out the shower to dry?
Step out the shower. Right?
Hmm?
You step out the shower.
I step out the shower, but I've heard
there are
people
that
shower
inside,
that
right.
dry off in the shower.
I mean, what if there's someone listening we don't even know who they like to shower when they're in there just with their hands in the air? Waving them like they just don't care. No. Maybe that's how they thought everybody else showered. But yes, that's right. It does sound a little creepy that Antoine Terrell would like to watch you shower. Are you looking for volunteers? Like, is that what's happening next?
If you would like to text in 52353 your process of showering.
It's a shower study.
How many washcloths do you have? Do you use a loofah? Do you wash your face? Because I know some people that don't wash their face in the shower.
They wait until they get out. He needs to know.
I'm interested.
And are you setting up case studies? Is that what you're doing here? So if you would like to watch Antoine, if you'd like to have Antoine watch you shower.
Yes.
Again, this is purely for his science of the game. He'll come with a clipboard.
Exactly.
A pencil.
A white lab coat. I feel like I need that too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it's creepy.
Yes.
But as long as you're doing it in a white lab coat, then
and
it is official.
And you tell me your name. You're just study Kate. Your case study number, blah, blah, blah.
Shower B.
Yeah.
Shower C.
There you go.
This would be good to know.
Yeah, because now I wonder, do I do it normal?
I say this, Zach, you can do this.
Uh-huh.
In fully dressed, take a shower, wash yourself as if you were nude, and then record it. And then we can watch the
video.
We
have a shower here in the building.
Yeah. Let's just go in there together,
Antoine,
fully dressed.
Y'all just walk in together and just have a shower experience.
Monica, I hate to say this, but we do not currently have a white lab coat. So, we can't possibly do this right now because we don't have a white lab coat.
It's almost time for Halloween. There has to be one.
It seems only fair that Antoine start... showers so we can see how he does it. Because maybe he's doing it so embarrassingly wrong that that he would change. If he saw what everybody else did, then he wouldn't put his jazz hands in the air. Like
I feel confident about the way I shower, but I am open to learn maybe a more efficient technique.
I bet Antoine stands in some sort of like lunge position, like he's in a ready position.
Yes.
Here we go. I'm ready. Let's do this. Shower time. And he has the added baldness.
Oh, and so I also want to know, like, if there's music playing, like, do you shower with music or things in the background? Like, I want to know that, too.
Right. He claims this is all for science.
It's all for science.
I have my doubts. If you would like to weigh in, you can at 52353. The hot list is next. Brand new birthday scam, sweatycollegegirls.com, which has been called one of the best birthday scams of the year by a texter. So that should tell you something right there. That is on the way. 810 here on the thing. Well, Antoine's deep in literature now. He's over here just reading all about how people shower.
Making notes.
And we've already gotten a stolen lab coat from somebody.
There you
go. Now it's science.
I used to work at the photo lab at CVS. So you can have my stolen lab coat if you want. Criminal activity. There's a lot of head to toe showering.
Yeah.
Though the one that sticks out to me, because Antoine wants to know what it's like when people shower. And somebody does ask, fair enough, what about those group showers in gym class? I don't believe anyone.
No.
No one was being their true selves there. We were just trying to.
No, that doesn't count.
Get in, get out. Looking around.
Yeah,
none of us wanted to be there. We showered like we were in jail because that's what it felt like. Several people who brush their teeth in the shower, which to me is highly unusual.
Jennifer Aniston, she does it.
She does it?
Well, she's weird then. That's plain and simple.
Yeah, I find that to be weird, too. Because then the toothpaste is in the shower as well.
Well, and then you're spitting on the floor of the shower while you're in there. And shower water, to me, is not delicious. I don't want it in my mouth. I don't like brushing my teeth with warm water. So 52353, if you would like to weigh in on that. Hot list right now.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
The Taylor Swift.
Or as Monica Brooks said earlier in the backwards game.
Taylor Swift. Well, you know, she had her beef with Kanye West back in the day when Kanye, he felt like Beyonce should have won the award. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Taylor Swift, she has, you know, made up with Kanye. They reconciled.
Well, they made up and then they didn't again. And it all fell off.
Well, she says that she believes that Kanye is two-faced. And the reason she says that is because when she sees him, he's all nice. What up, Taylor? But then he'll put a lyric in a song about Taylor Swift. Uh-huh. Or he'll make a comment, and she's like, what's that?
I think there's two-faced, and then there's bipolar, which he may be more of that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, because they allegedly made up, and he said all these nice things, and then he put that voicemail recording in one of the songs.
Right?
Taylor Swift.
That's how Antoine says Taylor Swift.
It was close.
I put that, if you want instant replay, if you missed the backwards game today, which, again, a texter says it's the best thing we've come up with in a long time. It is on our podcast already. So if you would like the instant replay, what does it sound like when Monica says the word beef stew backwards? Ooh. You'll have to go to the podcast to find out. It's iTunes, your free K92 radio app. You open it up. It's right in there. We're also on Spotify or your Amazon smart speaker skill.
Simon Cowell. He has one wish. Simon Cowell, have you seen him lately?
He lost a lot of weight,
and people are talking about his face and seeing that he had his eyes lifted. He had a facelift.
I have not seen
Check
him.
Out his face.
He probably did.
Something's different.
He was
He's
on
a new dad, too.
Kelly Clarkson's new show, which makes total sense. And Randy and Paula were on there, too, the American Idol judges. And this is what Simon
If had. I had one wish, it would be to make another show with us again. That would be my number one.
Let's go. I dare you.
No, I'll tell you why. Because apart from the fact that we had so much fun, our legacy, genuinely, are the artists who we discovered over, like, this seven-year period. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Yeah, he did a great job. And the reason I bring up him being a new dad, because Simon always had low eyes. And people are saying that now he's had the eyes just lifted up. Like, you know, your daddy make you tired. You don't sleep well.
I'm looking.
Yeah, you look up a picture and tell me if you see a difference.
He does look different.
Can you really pinpoint it, though? Like, you can tell there's something.
Yeah, but you can't.
But you I don't know.
See, I think there's some older pictures of him where his eyes look worse. Like, they look like plastic surgery eyes. And then I see some of the current ones, and I don't feel like he's probably had some stuff done.
Yeah.
His cheeks look a little too shiny and tight. So
really
I think
tight.
He has put some stuff in there. That would not surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, whatever. He does look different, though.
Yeah. American Idol, would you watch it with Simon Cowell?
Nope.
Bring him back? No?
No.
I would watch maybe a different show with the three of them.
Yes, I would rather
something
that.
Different, but no.
American Idol, I'm over it. I'm done. I would probably tune in just for the whatever factor, but I'm sure it would be kind of overblown, preconceived, all of it sort of scripted to look normal.
Singing shows, I'm done with all of them, period.
Yeah, I quit those a long time ago. I mean, give me the winner of any singing show in the last 5 years. Ready? Go.
Daniel
won last season.
Oh my God, she's so right.
I have no clue. No clue at all. Backwards game is available on our podcast right now. The brand new birthday scam. It's being considered one of the best of the year. SweatyCollegeGirls.com. That is next. 7 minutes away here on the K92 Morning Thang. Then your very first clue for the secret sound, 8:30. Monica Brooks has an idea. She thinks it's a good idea. I disagree. We'll explain. That is after the Craigslist Price is Right. It goes about 8 minutes on that one. But now, come on down! We're all the next contestants on Craigslist Price is Right!
Welcome, everybody, to the most recent installment of Craigslist Price is Right. I am your host, Antoine Terrell.
Welcome, everybody, to the best game we're playing right now. That's it? That's
the best game you are listening to right at this second.
Exactly.
I found items on Craigslist, and I'm going to present them to Stephanie, Zach, and Monica, and they will have to guess what the asking price is for said item.
I'm always interested in these because items that they find on the internet that are for sale are so weird. And how much are things worth?
But you're
worth?
Like an expert at it, so.
I troll the internet for it. It's for work. I am on the internet all the time for work. Christy, good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Christy, who would you like to team up with today? You have Stephanie from the Franklin County Humane Society and a dog wearing a bow tie. I don't know if that makes a difference for
it
you.
Should.
As well as Monica or me, Zach.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
I passed it on to you.
I'm about to say, you just said.
I don't trust men in bow ties either. I told you that. Let's see. Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
All right, Rebecca, your choice is Monica or Stephanie and the dog.
I can't resist a dog in a bow tie.
He's a handsome dog.
Oh, there it is. Fantastic. And Taylor is awesome. If you want to see him, he's on our Facebook page right now. We're going to meet him, too.
We need to put a picture up, too, with his bow tie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then we have caller Stephanie. Good morning, caller Stephanie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You'll be teamed with Monica, so it'll be you and Monica. Craigslist Price is Right. Antoine will present the item closest to the actual asking price. We'll advance to the finals. Here we go.
And I am very excited to hear your bids on this first item.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a unique item.
So the first item is the torso of a male mannequin.
Oh, okay.
What?
The torso.
Okay.
It's a torso.
Just the top half of a male. So if you want to model some shirts, if you want to sell some shirts on Craigslist, you put it on the torso of this male mannequin.
But now you say torso, but you say shirt. So does it have arms?
No. It's just the torsos. No arms.
Well, it's the shoulders, too.
Okay, it is the shoulders. The chest and the abs.
Stephanie is...
I have a couple of these I could sell.
She's a mannequin connoisseur.
But I don't know how much they're going for. Huh.
Well, now you'll find out. Okay, so
is it gently used? Do we know?
No, it does not say.
Okay. Is it anatomically correct?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Right.
It's
really?
A nice body. It's a nice body.
Yeah, they always have to be nice, you know?
Isn't shape. Little... Could have been like The Rock or something. Yeah.
But it's got...
They usually do.
It's just a torso, so it's just the chest and the abs.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't go below the belt.
No, it's just
he's wanting
torso.
To know a little bit too much about
this. I know.
Told you, I'm on the internet all the time. Okay. There's whole sites dedicated to torsos,
torso.
I'm sure. Okay, closest to the actual retail price of a torso. What are people asking for that on, what is it, Craigslist? All right, torso. How much does a torso cost? Let me think here. All right, got it. I am locked.
Locked.
Yep. Locked.
All right. Okay, fine. Stephanie, what do you have then?
$25.51.
$25.51.
All right.
I've gone a little bit higher with $70.05.
He likes this torso.
Like, seems like I don't know. It'd be $20. That's cheap for a torso.
Well, I went really high too with $100. Whoa.
$101. Oh, wow.
Okay.
This is a nice
selling
torsos. All right. So the asking price for a male mannequin torso is $25.
All right.
Stephanie is into the finals. Congratulations.
Nice. Good job,
Stephanie. She's a woman with a lot of torsos. She's got them in the basement. She collects them, throws
people
her husband
gave
down
them
there.
To me, by the way, so that's what it told me.
Mm-hmm. There's just bodies down there.
She is automatically into the finals as we now move to round two. Craigslist Price is Right. Now what?
I also like this item as well. How much are they asking for a Halloween casket that is 6 feet tall?
Oh, you should know this from your buddy that does the haunted house.
Yeah, but he makes them all himself.
Oh.
I do have a guy, though. I have a casket guy. You have a mannequin
casket,
guy.
Because I have a friend that would have a party and would have the hearse and the caskets and stuff.
Okay.
When you thought the burial plot was, like,
I did.
$70,000
or something.
A firstborn.
How much is the casket to go in it?
So we're bidding on a casket. Now, Taylor is up for adoption, and he is.
And we brought his foster with us.
Yeah, he's at the
too.
Franklin County Humane Society. He's being fostered right now, and he's awesome. I mean, he's just laying on the floor, wearing a bow tie. He's one of those dogs that likes to lay with his arms and legs all
frog
the way
legs,
out.
Yeah.
Like he's doing the Superman, that sort of thing.
So
adorable
cute.
Dog.
Yes.
He's medium sized.
Yeah, I mean, he's beefy, but he's medium sized.
50 pounds, and probably 40, 50, something like that.
Yeah, 50, she says.
Okay.
Yeah. And his foster reports he has done well with all. She has four other dogs. He's done fantastic with them. Rides fantastic in a car. Loves to cuddle, attention, but he's pretty easy.
Yeah, he's a great dog, and his current foster mommy said we'd keep him in a heartbeat, but we have four dogs.
I know. So
it's either he stays or the husband
stays. And
she's
like one of our VIP fosters, so we kind of need to make
well,
some
and that's
room.
And that's part of the other reason, too, is you think, oh, well, this dog's in a foster home. He don't need anything.
Yeah.
No, he does, because when you adopt Taylor, then that makes another foster space available for somebody else to come out of the shelter and get conditioned in real life and hang out
and
with other dogs.
And he's housebroken.
Yeah, he's perfect.
I mean, that's such a bonus.
He's in a house. He's chilling right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in his foster apartment, and he needs to move on to his forever home.
Correct.
So he's on our Facebook page right now. If you could, at the very least, just share that post, that would be spectacular. Now, we need to figure out how much is a casket. So
it's real?
Yes, it's real wood. Yeah. It's not plastic.
All right. Monica, what do you got?
I'm going with $750.
$750.
All right.
Okay. I went with $300.04. Now, Stephanie, what did you put? And don't be writing anything now, please. Thank you.
$210.01.
Now, if Stephanie gets the points on this, the game is over. If not, we go to the finals between me and Monica. Go for it. Antoine!
All right. The price for this Halloween casket is $150.
Oh,
Stephanie is
correct.
The winner.
It? She's in. She's done. She won.
Is that like good wood? It's just regular, like,
still
wood.
Still, you would think.
Hush up over there. That's enough.
Oh, man.
Put your hands together and clap for me, please.
I'll tell you this much. If you have a piece of trash wooden casket, offer it to Monica for $500, and she's going to think it's a deal. She thought it was worth
$700. $750.
It is amazing what some people think something is worth versus what other things are actually worth. So congratulations. This is Monica. There's so many. Wait. Okay, Rebecca is the winner. Rebecca teamed up with Stephanie, so congratulations, and you'll have your choice on those Cirque du Soleil tickets for the show in November at the Berglund Center, or Lauren Daigle, which is in May. Those tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m., so tomorrow, laurendaigle.com. We have Taylor up for adoption, so we'll share some stuff on our social media, and if you could do that as well on our Facebook page, that
would
be fantastic.
And call us or send us a message if you're interested.
Right, because you have to arrange a meet and greet on this one.
Which he's perfectly happy to do.
Yeah, so don't go right to the Humane Society, Franklin County Humane Society.
Or do. You can find someone else.
Well, you can look at other dogs. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you specifically want to meet Taylor, you're going to have to contact them, set up a meet and greet. Thank you to Amanda Christensen and Leslie Owens from State Farm. If you need a State Farm agent, definitely hook them up. Because,
do you have any checks for me today?
I do not. Sorry.
No money today.
Stephanie spoils. She keeps getting money every time she comes in here. But they do donate money to all different charities and organizations. They're huge supporters of rescue animals. Amanda Christensen, Leslie Owens, State Farm agents. Monica Brooks thinks it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. Monica, I feel like we've already been around this block before, and I didn't think it was a good idea then.
We talked about it before.
It keeps coming back up.
That's how we're actually doing it. We talked about it in the past, years ago.
By we, she means she and her husband, the Jared, here on the K92 Morning Thang. Now, what were you doing the whole
Work
couple...
Out.
Tell me about it. Walk me through this.
Walk
me through this.
We talked about it years ago about like just having a workout buddy.
Okay.
Or even just like couples working out together, because people do it all the time. Well,
that doesn't mean it's good. People do plenty of things all the time. People talk about politics on Facebook all the time. Doesn't mean it's a good idea to do that.
Well, usually with our schedules, I will work out during the day. Jared, you may get a workout in, play basketball in the evenings. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday we decided to work out together.
All right.
Yes, and it was a good experience, I think.
All right, so Zach, can I hear your side? Why are you against couples working out?
I believe it is. Now, one, I'm just not a workout buddy person.
Okay.
Man, woman, child, dog, whatever it is. But I feel like when it is a husband and a wife, whether they want there to be one or not, there is a competitive dynamic, which some would say is a good thing because we are competitive. We're competing against each other. However, pure science dictates one simple fact.
When a guy and a gal start working out together, men start dropping weight faster.
Oh, yes,
it's
guys
just
do,
the way
sure.
we are.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Which
yes.
makes women angry. Uh-huh. Very, very like, angry. So now we are creating tension in a relationship that did not need to have
we
tension.
Were, we were a little competitive, even with the weights and
precisely.
Stuff.
Precisely.
You know, like a little bit, but it was okay. I was like, okay, you're picking up 25s. So I can do some 25s. And he's like, I'm going to bump okay. it up
so
to
so now
30.
We're going to have injury here.
Oh,
all
no,
right.
No.
Okay. So I'll jump in and I will say my thoughts on this. I think this can be a good thing.
Okay.
Because accountability. I think having a workout buddy is very good because you have somebody who can say, hey, I worked out today. Did you work out? Let's go work out together. Don't we're doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zach made a good point with the losing the weight. So it depends on if Jared is trying to drop weight or trying yeah. to build muscle,
well,
in which
know.
Case there are different goals. And so that can lessen that competitive drive.
Yep. I'm telling you right now. And again, you bring up accountability. And I understand on paper, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
But I also know when it comes to couples, there's a thing called reverse accountability. And there's usually you have your part. They are your partner in crime.
Uh-huh.
And so when the two of you are in cahoots together, it's very easy to cheat on whatever it is.
That's true.
I will give the example. And it was not being workout buddies. But when my wife and I were having our first child, uh-huh. we went to those birthing classes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I guess you have to or it's the law or mm-hmm. whatever. But so help me. We would skip them constantly, and we were our own enablers.
Yeah.
I would go,
yeah.
I don't really want to go. And she would say,
either.
Fine, let's go get pizza. Bam, yeah, we're done. Out. Didn't go.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be the same thing. So now I do believe you're actually going to gain more weight because you're going to end up at half-priced pizzas at Fortunato instead.
But at the same time, I've been going anyway. Like, I went twice yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, but just in case he decided he didn't want to. You know,
see,
but.
So she's already saying in the assumption that you are going to fail me as a husband and a partner.
No.
So you start, you cheated on him behind his back. So there's already cheating in this relationship, too.
You can do better. I have faith that this can work.
Okay.
I have Thank faith you. That Thank your you. Next husband will know better when we get into all this.
Oh
after
gosh.
This one ends, then he will know.
So you never tried with your wife, Jessica?
Absolutely
like,
not. I never will.
Know.
We're okay. done. We Blow Your Mind is next. Oh, okay. So there's audio for this. This is really interesting. Okay, get right here.
The
we go.
Bowling Green Police Department is investigating an incident in which a woman found in her car trunk when she stopped for gasoline in Millersville, Tennessee.
Okay. What was in the trunk?
Hmm.
Highly unusual. She did not put it there. What was in the trunk? Find out in 4 minutes. What did she find in her trunk? Also, is this husband hilarious or is his wife very, very mad at him? Or possibly both?
Bowling Green.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
All right, I give you stories ripped from the headlines. A little choose your own adventure here. So again, here's your refresher.
The Bowling Green Police Department is investigating an incident in which a woman found in her car trunk when she stopped for gasoline in Millersville, Tennessee. Tennessee law enforcement officers talked to the woman who had been in the trunk. That woman was not harmed.
Oh, so the correct answer is a woman. Sorry, I got distracted. This is why we can't do things in between songs. Good Lord. Yeah, so there was a woman in her trunk.
Doing what? Just hanging out?
She was in there.
Napping?
I don't know. And so the follow-up, police say they're investigating, and they believe that the woman got in there on her own. So she crawled into the trunk for some reason, and she ran away when the woman opened the trunk.
I would run away, too.
That's all they know so far.
Was she drunk and just like, oh.
Good place to take a nap?
She thought it was her Uber.
Uh-huh.
It's a small Uber.
Yeah.
That's
compact.
Or it's the ones, you know, where they do the Uber where you have to share the ride with other
people?
Yeah, so it's even cheaper if you're willing to get into the trunk. Okay, I ruined that one. We'll get on to the husband here and the other ones. Bed bugs found on blank.
Ooh.
A, school-issued iPads. B, your makeup.
No.
Or C, your weave.
I'm going to go with makeup.
I'm going to say weave.
Makeup, weave. Both of you are wrong.
That means you're wrong.
It was school-issued iPads. Had bed bugs
on
them.
Oh, wow.
In the little covers, the iPad cases.
Yeah.
I guess the way this works is this school has iPads, and they put them all in a bin at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But no students really clean off their screens. I don't know if you ever saw my son's. My son's iPad screen looks like Braille all the time. just bumpy and gross. And I clean that thing. I'm thinking, oh, how do you even drag your phone across it? But yeah, so they had to remove bed bugs. Okay. Last story. Funny husband does blank to his wife. A, steals all her clothes. B, puts honey in her shampoo. Or C, locks all her chocolate in a safe in the refrigerator.
Oh, C. Did he do that?
I'm saying honey in the shampoo.
You're saying honey? Monica Brooks! Correct!
Locked her chocolate away.
Locked her chocolate away. See, I think he's funny.
Mm.
Took a picture of it, put it on the internet, and then it went viral. Guy named Dave Williams. He was tired of fiance Stacy eating his chocolate. Aha!
Oh, even better.
So he bought a see-through safe and used it to lock up his chocolate and other desserts and mine and put it inside the fridge.
That's messed up.
That is conveniently and not too hard to do. $40. If you would like one of these safes to do it yourself in your own house, you can go ahead and do that. It's on Amazon right now. Maybe you got children that are always eating your snacks.
Chocolate safe.
Or maybe a husband is taking your snacks. Mm-hmm. Get yourself a snack safe right now on Amazon. Most viral is next. The iPhone, the new one, it does everything. Everything you could possibly want. We'll explain. And there are four creepy notes that hang out in movies all the time. Are you aware of this? Antoine, you're a movie fan.
Uh-huh.
Do you know this thing about the four creepy notes?
No.
All right. I'll explain it to you. It's really interesting. It is next in the most viral here on the K92 Morning Thing. Wait, can you do an RVCCU here? I'm completely unprepared for all of these things, but we need to go in that order.
I'll tell you
instead.
A little bit
Thank
about
you.
The Roanoke Valley Community Credit Union. If you need money, head over to RVCCU.com for details on the hybrid HELOC loan. Thinking about buying a house? Then stop by there for a free credit report. Let them work their magic and assist you in improving your credit score. They have great financial advisors. Go see Brandy. She's at the Salem branch. There's Melissa at the North County branch, Brittany in Cave Spring, and Katie at the downtown location. They have four convenient locations. If you live, work, or worship in Roanoke Valley, you can be a member. Roanoke Valley Community Credit Union, lending for life.
Okay, that next viral is 6 minutes away. Here we go. Secret Sound, 2 minutes away.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
So, Antoine, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I guess there are four creepy notes that show up in many different movies.
No.
Okay.
And I see a lot of movies.
If you want to see the video, all the stuff we talk about in Most Viral is available on our website. It's just K92MorningThing.com. And you can see the Most Viral. Yeah, there's four notes. You hear those?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, they show up in all sorts of movies when bad things are happening. There's different movie clips.
Help me, Clarence!
Once you start paying attention, these four notes are everywhere. What you're hearing in those movies is called the Dies Irae, a Gregorian chant created by Catholic monks around the 13th century.
Ooh.
It was used for one specific mass, funerals.
It's your funeral.
Translate it. Yep.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
You are dead now. I am singing. I'm a monk, and that is the end.
Yeah, so now you can listen.
Now
for
I'm going to listen for that. Yeah.
It's always one in a popular movie, Luke Skywalker, when he finds out that his aunt and uncle have been killed.
That's Phantom Menace, I think.
I think there's one else. Lord of the Rings has that one too. So anyway, the full video is on our website, K92MorningThing.com. Brand new iPhone is out. It can do anything.
The iPhone 11 is coming, complete with dual cameras and new colors. Okay. But that's not all.
What?
The new iPhone can cook thick and crispy bacon.
Ooh.
The iPhone 11 has a hairdryer, built-in can opener. It can milk a cow. The new iPhone can detail your car. It can play frisbee with your labradoodle. Remove the bags under your eyes. Freshens breath. It can even shoplift a crock pot from Costco when you're not looking.
Wow.
The iPhone 11. It's the future. Suckers.
Yes, I feel like your droid doesn't do any of those things.
It does not.
If your droid doesn't make extra crispy bacon, then really, what is the point? Monica Brooks, you have no interest in fantasy football.
No.
But what about fantasy football?
Ladies, are you sick of the men in your life wasting time on their fantasy football leagues? Introducing Fantasy Football. You score points every time your guy is distracted by their fantasy leagues. It works like this. Your boyfriend forgets to take the trash out. But he did remember to update his lineup. That's 19 points, baby. We smell a winning season for you and also smell the stench of putrid garbage. Now, say your husband forgets to pick up the kids from preschool because he was trading wide receivers. Bam! That's 25 fantasy football points. Here's the best part. Points can be redeemed at participating wine stores. Ooh. Fantasy football. Turning distracted dudes into women's winning teams.
Guess this sound. Win the cash. The K92 secret sound plays.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Secret sound.
Complete. 540-774-9236. Be caller 19. Correctly identify that sound and you win $5,000 from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92. Good luck.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.